for the musicians who used to really depend on tourism in places like Timbuktu and Mopti, it's a really, really hard time. There's no income and the economies in those cities is more or less collapsed.
Afua Hirsch is The Guardian's West Africa correspondent. She's had first-hand experience of life in Northern Mali during the music ban.
I came across all sorts of people in Timbuktu, for example, who weren't towing the strict Islamist line or who the Islamists believe.